Hi, everyone. Welcome to Making Hope. I'm your host, Kimberly Dudick, and this season, we're talking about many ways you can take steps every day to fight back against sexism and fight to protect reproductive justice and abortion access. Cities and counties can act to protect abortion access because many times local particular factors affect whether abortions are safe and accessible. This can occur in pro-choice states, but also in anti-choice states, because many times local governments are able to have their own rules that allow for abortion access. On the last episode, we talked about how local leaders can build the travel infrastructure and network that will help ensure individuals needing abortion care can safely travel to obtain that care. On this episode, we're going to talk about how access to abortion care could be increased by expanding the government-run clinics that provide that care. Governments at both the state and local level provide health care. This is done through health departments, clinics, and hospitals. And these services are all paid for with taxpayer money. Government-run clinics may be able to become abortion care providers. This could occur in pro-choice states. Currently, government-run hospitals frequently provide essential health services. Hospitals could increase the services they provide to include abortion care services to help their clients. This is essential care. If localities, so if cities and counties, choose to do this and it's in a pro-choice state, the local government can work with state officials to receive additional funding. This funding would be to provide for additional care providers to give this type of service, for the medical supplies needed, and for other related materials that may be needed with the increased care need. Local governments can help by providing funding or hospital space for the increased care needs related to those patients who need abortion care. To provide an idea of the scope of how many government-run hospitals there are, according to the American Hospital Association in a 2022 report, there are 951 state and local government community hospitals throughout the nation. In addition to the state and local hospitals, there are 207 federal government hospitals throughout the nation. These hospitals could increase the services they provide to include abortion care services. If you want to start working on this issue and have your local leaders take action so that government-run hospitals increase the care they provide to include abortion care services, here's what you need to do. First, sit down and write out what you would like to see changed and with whom you need to talk to about this. For what we're talking about today, you would have to contact your city and county elected officials, so the mayor, city council, or county commissioners. You'll find their contact information, and you can either call them or you could just shoot them an email. Tell them that you want them to use your taxpayer dollars to help provide abortion care services. Let them know that since your tax dollars pay for these health services, you want it spent on the type of essential care included with abortion care services. You can also do more in your personal sphere of influence. Your personal platform is power. Use it. Talk to others about your thoughts and build your team to advocate for these changes. Post online about what you'd like to see. Write into your local paper and share your thoughts there. These are steps that you can take to help protect the fundamental right to obtain an abortion and to increase the availability of abortion care. This is a positive step you can take to help protect our fundamental rights and to protect that fundamental right of self-autonomy to decide what happens with our own bodies. We have the power to shape the world we want. We're not powerless to stop the rollback of reproductive freedom, and it's time for us to act and push for the policies that will protect these rights. Thank you for joining us today. Stay tuned for the next episode to learn more ways that you can act to protect reproductive rights. If you want to stay up to date, follow us on social media on Facebook and Instagram at Making Hope Podcast and on Twitter at Making Hope Pod. If you want to reach out about these issues, send an email to makinghopepodcast@gmail.com. We look forward to hearing from you. This podcast is a tool for you to use in the fight for reproductive freedom. We give you ideas and you take those ideas and put them into action. Together, we can lead this fight and make a better future for us and future generations. You have the power. Until next time, keep fighting the good fight.